Okay. Quite a challenge we've had tonight. Today is Tuesday, July 2nd, 2019, and this is the new moon, and we are in an eclipse right now. And I can obviously tell that because we've had such a challenge getting on. Thank you, everybody, for being patient and persistent and hanging in there. With all of that going on, does anybody want to state an intention?
I wrote down, this is Leslie, I wrote down very specific intentions, mentally, physically, and then in daily life, and not thinking about how it will be done, and just wrote it down. I put my 7 chakra stones on top of the papers and did some Reiki symbols over it, and then I have a brand new deck of Wisdom and the Oracle from Colette Baird Reed. I placed that on top of it, tapping my vortices out, doing switching, because I'll try to do Reader's Digest condensed versions for those, how these intentions can work. For 3 months in a row, the end of last year, my vehicle that I'm not going to get rid of has not been working, so I have not had any transportation, and I'm living in a new state where I hardly know anybody. And my intentions were to please provide the finances, which are a lot, to fix my truck, or provide me with alternative safe transportation. I am driving a vehicle that I did not buy. I am not paying the insurance, and it is very, very safe, and it's parked in my driveway. And I can have it as long as I need.
Yay. Thank you, Leslie.
Was that a digest condensed version? That was one of my things, is to have clearer, concise communication is one of the things on my paper.
Great. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay. You're welcome.
You know, I'm going to throw in there clear channels for all of us, especially within light of the way that it took us to get on this call. So, anyone else?
Hi, it's Ray Solomon. I tried to get in. I just figured I'd try one more time, and here you are.
Yay, Ray, and I haven't talked to you in a long time. I'm glad you joined us.
I know. I know this should be good. I just figured it was a momentous night with the moon and everything. So, and the
it's a momentous night that you are here.
Well, okay. Thank you.
Oh, yay! So, do you have an intention, Ray, or do you just want to say hi?
Well, I'm saying I'm looking. I guess I'm a. Looking for some jewels. Maybe I'll have a couple to offer. I don't know. We'll see.
Nice. Thank you.
My intention for tonight is I'm ready for the magic carpet ride.
That's fantastic.
Clear channel works for me.
Yes, Pete, I'm glad. And it does. That was quite clear. Thank you. Anybody else?
Hi, Debbie. This is Tanya.
Hi, Tanya.
How are you?
Welcome. I'm well. How about you?
I thank you. I'm really good. My intentions are to keep opening to the changes and the guidance and allowing myself and all to be moved where I need to be for the best benefit of all. And then all that follows. So the intense changes at the moment, to really surrender to them, to speak up and be in my truth, and to write them and allow them. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Anyone else?
Hey, Debbie, this is Angela and Kelso.
Ange. Well, Ange and Kelso, hi.
Hi.
This time, raise a little paw.
Well, I just got on the call, and I think I'm happy with the timing. But I've had a series of events happen this year, and within the last month or so, I've decided that I am packing up and moving to California.
Wow.
So, I know. You know, also drastic things have been showing up, and I was like, I'm just going to go do this thing. And so it's been interesting because I sound like a crazy person. It's like, well, where are you going to work? I don't know. Where are you going to live? I don't know. I'm just going. And
you don't sound crazy to me. Been there, done that.
Well, it's like, I'm taking the actions that I know to take, and the rest of it is not up to me anyway, and these things all seem to work out on their own. And so I feel really good that I haven't been overly stressed about it. It's just kind of everything is in good order, and it's happening the way it's supposed to. And so with this total eclipse and new moon cycle, I'm ready to watch it all play out over the next month. So that's my intention for this new moon.
Beautiful, Ange. Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll talk more as we go through. Obviously, this stuff's going to come up, but your intention is very much in alignment with the energy of this moon eclipse.
Mm. Nice.
Yeah.
It's good to be so supported.
I'm glad you're here. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Okay, I'm going to leave the calls all open as much as I can, but I will mute anybody when I hear background noise. So if you guys got background noise, please mute yourself. And you do that by star 6, and you unmute yourself by doing star 6. I like to keep the channels open. It fits right in with my clear channel intention. I like to keep the channels open as much as possible to encourage the gathering of all of us and to allow what needs to come through in divine order. And I also want to keep the channels clear so the recording is clear when you choose to listen to it or share it with another person to listen to. Because anybody have any questions about these sessions that may be new? I will say that these are sessions, and when I say they're sessions, they're intuitive sessions, and bottom line, it's just working for us individually and collectively, those of us on the call and those of us on the call by intention, and anyone in our surrounding or environment that is resonating with this work will receive it as well. Whether they listen to it or not. But listening to it is a way to receive the transmission, and even listening to it again is a way to integrate the transmission of what comes through. So with that said, let's all just breathe, take a few moments to breathe together. Imagine we've all come together because we have. Imagine that we're sitting in a circle. And I'm going to use a technique that, well, I'm not sure if he created it or what, but my friend, our friend, dear friend Mark Youngblood uses. And I'd like everybody to imagine you're sitting in a circle and someone is beside you. You don't even have to know who, just feel the presence of one of us here on the call and hold your left hand palm up and your right hand palm down and imagine someone to your left has their right palm down in your left and someone to your right has their left palm up in your right. And just breathe together and imagine that the energy is coming through your heart and out your right hand into the hand of the person to your right. And it's going around the circle with all of us, and it's coming up through the left hand, through our heart, around through our hands, through those heart chakras in the palms of our hands, out the giving side and in the receiving side. And breathe into that. And I will keep breathing into that until I feel the energy congruent and flowing without stops and stutters. Good. Nice. So, again, the channels are open. If anyone has noise in the background, please mute yourself with star 6 and unmute yourself with star 6 if you want to contribute. So, I feel, interesting enough, I felt the energy smooth around us. And if I hear any background noise and I'm know who it is, I will mute you, but you can always unmute yourself. So what I'm feeling is, even though the energy was congruent, going around the circle, I'm feeling some anxiety in the heart and throat chakras. It feels like there is something that wants and needs to be expressed, but is feeling choked off. So we're going into, and it's not just there, it's the heart. There's a lot of anxiety actually just coming up. It's almost like there is something that is afraid to be seen, something that is afraid to be acknowledged because it's just really running scared. And it feels like it's afraid of rejection. It's afraid of, yes, it's afraid of rejection. And there, the word ostracism comes out. It's an interesting word. I can't even say it for some reason. But basically, it's about being ostracized. So it comes from an ancestral patterning where if we didn't obey the rules, if we didn't agree with the community, we could be basically ostracized, kicked out, isolated, cut off from our community, and cut off from our resources, or at least the resources as we knew them in our communities. So there's this sense of, if I don't fit in, if I don't do what I'm told, then I could die. So there's a real fear of mortality, a real fear of death showing up. Ah, and it's showing up even more clearly now. It's showing up like the part of this new moon with this eclipse is very much about the old patterns dying. And these old patterns feel like they have identified and kept us in alive and in survival mode for so long that they are identifying as us. And so there is this patterning of just fear, an immense amount of fear. And so I'm just breathing into that. And we're going into the central nervous system and into the soul, actually. We're going into the soul, and it's the collective soul. Oh, thank you. It's the collective soul we're going into, and all of that, those ancestral patterns about just fear of being different, fear of not fitting in, fear of not belonging, fear of dying, fear of dying. So there is this real longing for immortality in the soul. And this immortality, though, in the mind is a total misunderstanding, because it's this misunderstanding that to live forever, which essentially we do, is to stay in this form. So it's a bodily nervous system. Reptilian brain fear that says, I must survive. So I'm tapping that out, linking that then to, again, the central nervous system, to the kidneys, to our cellular biology, and an old epigenetic program that is, it's like, so the markers are these switches that are like, turn on the switches or turn off the switches. And these epigenetic markers are, they're rampant in that modality, in that must fit in, must follow the rules, must survive at all costs. And at all costs is an interesting term that's showing up, because it's showing up that it's tapping into our ways of being with one another, to this disrespecting of the environment around us, this disrespecting of personal boundaries, this disrespecting of needs. And neediness, this disrespecting of this fear, this really intense, man, I'm surprised at all this, but it's like this really intense fear of just breathing into that. Because right now it feels like it's running around in circles and it feels repetitive. So it feels very, very old, very, very primal, and yet very, very young at the same time. So very much a childhood, child pattern, and almost like a toddler or an infant pattern. Because as a toddler and infant, we are dependent on the world around us taking care of us. And we do have needs that could feel needy to parents who haven't taken care of their own needs. So this is dealing with all of those ancestral patterns from the beginning of time, from the beginning of the birth of mankind. Wow, that was intense, and that's really beautiful, actually, because I'm seeing it literally going back to primal caveman, beginning of time dynamic, to open up those channels, open up those pathways, so that we literally free up our nervous systems to allow calm, to allow a restful state in the parasympathetic nervous system, to allow our hearts to relax, to allow our hearts to stop beating at an anxious, anxiety, panic-ridden pace. So it's working now with our biology and the natural pacemaker of the heart, rather than the artificial pacemaker that so many people get. It's tapping into the natural pacemaker of the heart and resetting it, realigning it to its natural rhythm, its natural time. Beautiful. That's really so beautiful. I see in this dynamic, even like with the planets and everything that's going on right now, it's like the planets are aligning almost in this magical pattern. Call it a geometric pattern that actually is like a solving of a puddle. Solving of a puzzle in our genealogy, in our cellular DNA, to unlock the key, and here are the words, to unlock the key to our genetic magistry. I like it. So it's tapping into that majestic creation of life that we all are, that all of life is, and aligning it in such a way that it organizes into proper alignment. And when I say proper alignment, it's not coming from those prudish rules and orientation. It's coming from what is optimal for each individual on this call and in this work and in this timeline to align you to literally open up the channels and the pathways to align you to be more available to the world around you. No longer stuck in the past, no longer stuck in this linear timeline, aware of it, but not stuck in it. Allowing this fluctuating dimensional shifting that allows a full range of motion, full range ability in terms of senses and perspective and consciousness, opening up the mind's eye, the third eye, and the crown in such a way then to align it to the root and the sexual chakra. So it's opening up the root and opening up the crown. So it's opening up those creative principles and those connections to source, both earthly and spirit. So literally opening up those pathways and those channels to give clear channels. So thank you for those words. That's really brilliant. Everybody just breathe that in for a moment. I want to tap that in. And everybody, you can tap that in for yourself. If you're not familiar with body talk, that's okay. But just take a few breaths and tap your head and your heart and your navel so that you're bringing it into the main brain centers of the body. Then it feels like I'm being drawn to the solar plexus and diaphragm to intestine. And so it's two different things here. Being drawn to the solar plexus is very much working with that that chakra, that solar plexus chakra, and all of the dynamics involved there. So we're working with the front and back of the chakra. It goes the whole way through. So it's working with, it's almost like blowing free the, again, part of that dynamic with ancestry and any clogged, congested energy, blowing it free back into the past and opening up the pathways to the future and bringing clarity to the present. And then I'm being not corrected, but guided to clarify that clarity doesn't mean all the answers show up right now. Clarity means being open to receive. Clarity means being open to the answers, allowing the answers to come through, open to the answers showing up, and then open to the guidance that comes through that, and literally taking the leap without knowing for sure where it's leading you. Thank you, Ange. And taking the leap in consciousness, sometimes literally, physically, and just following that guidance to this degree that you are so clear that you are following your guidance without being clear of the actual steps or where it's going to land you, but being clear that you are following your guidance and it is landing you in the right place at the right time. And it's asking me to bring in that phrase, because I use that phrase all the time. I am in the right place at the right time, and divine right action and order is taking place in my life. And that is true, and that is being called into alignment for everyone here, that I am in the right place at the right time, and divine right action and order are taking place in my life. Bringing it to divine alignment. Without, not that we don't have to do anything, but bringing it into divine alignment in such a way where it's not about having to micromanage our lives. It's not about having to bring everything to this linear goal, this linear business plan, this linear life plan. It's about opening up our senses. Again, I see 360 is a new phrase that everyone's using. It's really opening up our senses, opening up our consciousness to be fully, here's a funny phrase, fully in the round. In other words, fully in the middle of your own life in such a way where you can look around and then choose when the time is right, when the move is right, and trusting that sometimes the move comes from internally. Actually, I'm hearing more often than not the move comes from internally, and then it is expressed outwardly. Sometimes we take a step and we think we just made the move, when in actuality, the step has already occurred inside of us and we are just following that guidance, being directed by our internal navigation system, being directed by our internal guidance system, and being able to differentiate our internal guidance system, because it becomes clearer and brighter and lighter. And the static fades in the distance. I'm feeling like, okay, keep breathing into that. That's still processing. I'm taking a drink, and I highly recommend you do as well. And as I took that drink, It's like I could feel the rivers flowing in the world. I could feel the rivers flowing through my body. I could feel the flow of the water of life flowing through each and every one of us, opening up blocked channels, clearing, cleaning clogged arteries and pathways, diverting when needing to divert because there's been something that's been blocking that pathway, or there's been a break in a structure and it's been leaking out. So it's working with our internal structures on all levels, physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, energetic, on all levels, to open up blocked channels and to repair damaged channels. To bring that divine order into our biological makeup so that we listen better. We're more available. We are more open to receive. Whereas in the past, I heard we were open to deceive. So it's not deceiving anymore. So it's about that self-deception, where we've been lying to ourselves from that old dynamic of self-preservation with a little s. In other words, those old habitual patterns that are just now working at their way out, coming to this place of acknowledging the self and moving. Allowing movement to be informed from the inside out. From the inside out. So I'm seeing a lot of the chaos of the world, and it's like we're not in bubbles, but it's clearing up the energy pathways and clearing up the Wei Qi and the energy boundaries of those of us here so that our filters are able to newly generate. They're able to sense more clearly. So we're not overwhelmed by the noise, the congestion, the confinement of the world around us. Ironically, I use the word confinement because we're clearing up the energy boundaries, which in a way are a confinement, but not, because in reality, the energy boundaries, when they're clear, they naturally align with the energy boundaries of the world around them. What that means is you are guided from inside out to go in the right places, the right time. And to be honest with yourself. When you slip, and when I say when you slip, there is no slipping. It's just an alignment, and we are not static beings. We are life in form, and life in form is constantly moving. Even in stillness, there's movement. Even in silence, there's sound, and vice versa. So it's working with that dynamic aspect of living to just breathe freely. Breathe freely, no matter what anyone says around you, to live clearly, from this place of respect. Not respect as we have been taught again in the past. It's not respect by fear. It's respect by clarity. Respect by clarity. Respect by love. And I say by clarity because love is clarity is clearer than the definition of love. So even in the definition of love, bringing in clarity. And self-acceptance. 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 There's a pain I'm feeling around self-acceptance. There again is some old wounding that has not forgiven itself. We each have different aspects. I see this as like a fragmented wounding in the group. It's like we each have different aspects of unforgiving. Different parts or choices in our lives. And so it's like doing a defrag of pulling together all those fragmented pieces into a whole unit. So all of those expressions collectively, all of those experiences collectively can be forgiven and freedom is achieved. It's the freedom that knows it's free, that isn't bound by the opinions of those who don't feel free, therefore feel they need to trap others. So it's like unsnaring ourselves from the snares of the world, the hooks in the world. Somebody set off a firecracker for that one, so that seems great. Freedom. So even freedom from firecrackers and having to be noisy and loud. But being joyful in that freedom and that understanding of self-acceptance, self-love, self-realization, self-awareness, self, self, self. It keeps coming back to self, self, self. But it's not like me, 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 two-year-old me, 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 not little mini-self. It's not about rejecting mini-self. It's about loving mini-me-self and embracing that mini-me aspect of all ages of the past into the heart with love, with forgiveness, with kindness and acceptance. And with respect in such a way where we become so clear and so independent. I love it that Independence Day is coming up with this. So independent that it makes us available to connect, to be interdependent. Because when you're independent, it doesn't mean you're isolated. It means, again, you're clear. Your boundaries are clear. Your needs are clear. Your communication is clear. And your availability for yourself and others is clear. So it simply makes us more available to ourselves and others. So it's bringing in that clarity, bringing in that love, that grace, that acceptance, that wherewithal to be fully present. Fully present. I am here now. Calling your soul to a fullness, to a ripeness that says, I'm ready for the sweetness of life. I'm ready to express. And I'm ready to be available. To to allow myself the developmental processes of stepping into that. Doesn't mean withholding. It means simply waiting for the cue, waiting for the guidance that says, now, move this way. Now, move that way. So we don't have to know all the answers because it's quite ridiculous, actually. Consciousness is saying it's quite ridiculous to think you have all the answers. All the answers are available at all times to all of us, but to think you have them all now is infantile. And you are no longer infants. It is time for us to all evolve. It is time for you all to evolve. It is time for you to step out of time as you know it. Time for you to step into space as you've never known it. Time for you to know that your steps are guided. Time for you to know your wings are available. And your feet are on the ground. So your steps can be lighter. Your falls can be less, thank God. Your abilities can be more joyful, more expressed, more in harmony with the abilities of those around you. Less competing, more collaborating. Less competing, more collaborating. Okay. And even in that, waiting for the right guidance. Quiet. Just saying yes, allow space. Allow space. Because space is where you truly show up. That's nice. Space is where the answers show up, and as the answers show up, when you allow the space, you show up for the answers. Sort of like that simple adage, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. And there's also in reverse, when the teacher is ready, the students will appear. And yet it's talking metaphorically about life. When you allow space, when you know the answers are available to you, and all you have to do is ask, and trust that the answer's coming, without going to seek it out. Doesn't mean we don't make steps, but we don't go looking for it. We ask and we let it show up and then move from there. The owl just flew by our window in the middle of all of that. And it was quite lovely because it's showing that stealth, that stealth of being able to see in the dark. So anytime we are feeling lost in the dark, all we have to do is come to stillness, breathe, ask, and allow space. And the light will show up. If we can be still and allow it to show up. if we can allow ourselves to just be in the dark knowing that we're not threatened. It's just part of our evolution. It's going back into the throat. And I feel that throat channel being opened up now. It's been constricted in many of us, if not all of us. Blocked, choked off, tied up in knots. I actually see a boa constrictor in one of us, like wrapped around the throat, choking it off. But the boa constrictor is not meaning to hurt. It's just saying, okay, tell me when I can let go. So I'm saying, okay, let go, let go, let go, let go. It's like the boa constrictor just kind of like stood up on its tail and bowed to me. Thank you. I'll go on my way now. Lovely. And so it feels like what I want everybody to imagine, because this is what I'm seeing, is I'm seeing like this white vortex light coming down from the heavens, counterclockwise, through each of us and through all of us collectively, and it's bringing the energy, opening up the pathways down into the earth. And then when we get into the earth, it's going the opposite way up. And then we realize it's not going one way or the other, it's going both ways simultaneously. And what it's doing is keeping those channels open, keeping the energy clear through the pathways of our being, from the cosmos, from our spirit, from our source, and down into the earth and beyond. And it's just this kind of constant pulsating energy of light, keeping vibrancy, keeping, I want to say the electromagnetic frequency, so it's keeping the energy clear, keeping the pathways clear, and it's creating a magnification of light, creating a pulsing wave that is rhythmic, that is harmonic, and that is uniquely aligned to a different vibration for every one of us, and yet it's harmonious with all of us. It's like having your own sound and rhythm and harmonizing with every other soul and rhythm in such a way that we come together and magnify the light in each of us, the light in our group, the light in our collective consciousness, the light wherever it's being willing to receive. And where it's not harmonious yet, it is harmonious in such a way where it neutralizes any ill effects, as long as we stay harmonic within ourselves. It will help to neutralize the discord so that, yes, we continually have to do cleaning for ourselves while we are in these physical bodies, at least in our current level of awareness. Who knows what the future holds with that? I imagine it's much different. It's much more, and I'm being told it is, but to be in the present, and then being in the present, just recognize, yes, we need to clean and clear ourselves, and if we simply remain aware of this energy and breathe in with it, just check in with it every day. Don't have to spend long, lengthy time periods of meditation. Just simply check in with it every day and make sure you're vibrating in your own harmonic resonance and feel it pulsating and connecting with each of us and in our world in such a way where it lightens up your being and the world around you. Very nice. I see some shamanic energy coming in right now. Very ancient shamans from different cultures around the world. And they're coming in now and bringing in their medicines, the earth medicines, and even the starseed medicines, and bringing them in such a way, again, to align them to this new currency. This new currency, I like that, because we're talking vibration, but we're also talking finance, we're also talking material. So it's like this new currency that we become, that we allow, that we resonate with, harmonize with, and create within ourselves and within the world around us. So it's really helping to align us to the vibrancy of the cosmos and to the earth and to the to basically all of creation in a way where we are affirming, sustaining, dancing and playing and being and singing and harmonizing, celebrating our lives and the lives around us, which ultimately nullifies the need for violence, the need for hate, the need for war. Nice. It's broadening this perspective, broadening this spectrum. The spectrum and the waves of light that we are in this creative process called life. That's being brought down through our field. And there's this beautiful acknowledgement, like this bowing, this sense of gratitude from our ancestors and from our dimensional shamans. And I hear it's never too late, no matter what is said. Remember, it's never too late. You're always on time, just not as you know it to be. And I'm just realized I'm holding my hands in a mudra. And everybody can do this, actually. It's like my hands, my elbows are bent at my waist, and my hands are, my fingers are all touching, but my palms are open. Like the prayer mudra, but the palms are open. It's like a pyramid. And it's helping to align us to all of this. And now it's like a blink of the eye. It's like the energy just kind of came in and went. But it's always here. And that is complete. Although I'm now putting the mudra with my thumbs at my chin and my index fingers at my brow in a bent over prayer mode. So in acceptance and in reverence, we accept this now. Thank you. Blessings all. Okay.
I fear to play the crystal singing bowls. Yeah?
Nice. Go ahead.
Maybe you can hear them through. I play them now, yeah?
I was going to say, if they come through well, that's great. Okay.
Yeah. I have them for all the chakras, so I just go through them and receive.
Okay, perfect.
Otherwise, I'm sending all the energy in, so yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Tanya.
Yeah.